Yeah, that's right, Catherine. I think that the pay inequality that has been shown across the board by this government to our nurses, midwives, our teachers, our childcare workers, just I suppose over the last while I've really got my eyes opened on how people have been treated since I've started to represent hopefully people on the national stage.
And only this week we see the likes of childcare providers and teachers on the picket lines.
Yeah, they're on the picket lines. Too bad that they have to interfere with the workload that they already have and trying to rear young families to stand out picketing on a picket line looking for what they're fully entitled to. So if elected to Dáil Éireann, I'd like to let their voices be heard and represent the people that I do believe that are working very, very hard but are paying the price along the line because of the fact of these increases that they're requesting for a long number of years, not been listened to.
And would you like to see maybe as a change, maybe those earning higher wages to be taxed instead of them kind of thing?
Yeah, well, look, I think that those that are earning higher wages, it all depends what particular role or job that they're doing. But what I would say is that the people that are in the lower band are not being listened to and they're not being adhered to. And these are the frontline services that we're depending on, our teachers, our childcare workers, our midwives and nurses and stuff like that. And I do feel that they're being left behind. And it's too bad that they have to go to the picket lines. And we also have, I suppose, a different group there as well, our self-employed people as well, who are getting up every day and working very hard. And I do believe as well that they're being hammered.